listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
I can do it.
All right. We're back. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott. And let's thank Paulie B for that outstanding opening.
He can do it.
He can do it, you fucktard.
He said.
No doubt.
He can do it.
And John, it's episode... It's episode 35, John.
That's right.
Part one.
And it's New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, 2006.
Do, 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 do.
We put a close on 2005. And actually, we put together, we tried to put together a podcast. We had a Christmas party for all the TTN employees, personnel. And we just got way too carried away. Too much alcohol. But we did clip some things out of that podcast that we can bring in tonight, so that you too can be a part of the TTN.
Oh, you too!
Christmas
you said
party,
you too, and there's you too playing.
That's right, pun intended.
Nice. That is out of sight. You are.
So we'll get to that a little bit later.
Of disaster,
no doubt, John. And how was your holiday?
It was fabulous. You were supposed to come over yesterday.
I was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Thursday night at practice.
Yeah.
Oh, you were too busy writing down the chords on the whiteboard.
That's right.
That you took with you so you could practice them.
Oh, I got them now.
Yeah, huh? But, so you never showed up. But I went on the forum.
I
wished everybody all the smack tarts a happy new year.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah,
you did.
That was nice. Yeah, I saw that. And then you said that I wasn't there. I was probably rubbing one out or something like that.
No, I didn't say that. I said, "What the fuck? It's 2 a.m. and I'm sort of drunk and stoned." And Scott never showed up. What gives you, puss? Are you giving old Badger Man the high hard one tonight or this morning? Because it is 2 a.m. or was. Anyway, I thought he'd be the first to vote on the alley and was beaten to the punch. Damn, who did it? Oh well, happy fucking 2006 to all of yous. And if Scott can remove his staff from old Badger Man's buttocks long enough to get his ass over here at 7:30 p.m. tonight, maybe we'll have a nonsensical podcast to kick off the new year. So I didn't think you were coming.
Well, oh, nice cough button. I know what you have against me, but what do you have against old Badger Man?
I don't have anything against him.
Oh.
We got a reply from Errol Wolf. You know, Errol Wolf, I think he's our number one fan.
Our new number one fan?
Got a lot of phlegm going. I don't understand what's going on. Yeah, he says, Happy New Year, Johnster Boy. I voted for you guys, and I bet the show moves up pretty far this month. I sure hope Scottster can get his head out of old Badger Man's lap to make a show. I'm kind of jonesing over here. Did you guys make any New Year's resolutions? Hope you guys have a great New Year and best of luck in 2006. Thanks, Errol Wolf.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
And thank you for correcting one of my posts where I said we can bring our own mics, and I spelled it
no,
M-I-K-E-S.
I think he nailed it. You really did mean to bring your own guy's name Mike.
Well, I do have three very large men
Mikes.
That I know named Mike that I take with me everywhere I go.
What was the old Badger Man thing?
I don't know. Old Badger Man came on and he posted and said pretty much that you suck. And hey, Pez, you could be the new producer of TTN because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty rude.
Oh, here it is. You two smacktards have some nice chemistry. Is that because you're homo lovers? Is that
jealous?
The one? No, that's not the one.
I don't know.
That's one of them. Yeah. your homo lovers. Also, don't be getting a big head now. Scott, you are good, but John, I think you're losing a little of that producer magic. I hear that you're a step slower with your sound bites, and sometimes you can't even find the appropriate sound bite. Get your act together, or Scott might find a new producer. Maybe it is all that weed and alcohol killing some brain cells. Has you all disoriented and stuff. But there's a period after cells. Has you all disoriented and stuff, period.
Well, man, that would never happen because it's John and Scott, baby. And if you're not able to do it, you know what it'd be like?
Thanks,
it'd be
Scott.
Like if,
I love
if,
you.
If like Keith Moon died, you know,
yeah.
And then the Who, they would just quit. They couldn't continue
no, man.
Without Keith Moon.
No, Scott, you know, for me, it'd be tough because...
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Because I couldn't, you know, I would be sitting there going, you know...
I wish I knew how to quit you.
But I don't.
Well, somebody replied to Old Badger Man.
Yeah.
I don't know, as a guest or something, but they ripped them a new
It says, listen, asshole, this board is a place of love. You want to talk shit like this, you know where to go. The violent place. I'm sure John and Scott will take your advice, especially since they are doing this for free. By the way, Mr. Old Badger Man, I'm not the producer. I'm the host, and I'm sexy. And you are a fucking vagina. It's obvious you are black, a black vagina. So to you, I say, get to the back of the bus.
Why is it obvious that he's a black vagina?
I don't know.
It's the old brown Wolf. Sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, Errol Wolf chimes in. But then I think, where do we get to it? Here, I think this is it. Hey, Pez, what is your favorite RBPC show episode? I want to check it out. Of course, all the shows are great, but which one is your favorite and which one is the audience's favorite? I want to check them out in order to determine if you can replace John. If not, I might have to hit John upside the head the next time I see him and slip some weed into his pocket and say, Merry Christmas, John boy. Smoke up and get smarter. We need ya. Scott needs ya. What?
I don't know.
Who is
knows?
This retard?
It's Old Badger Man.
Yeah, I know who he is. Plus, John and Scott say they're in a band, but you never hear a song. Pez, can you play drums? Merry effing Christmas, you smacktards, all yous. Hey, I wonder if John is going to start another thread. Happy fucking New Year. Yeah, baby. By the way, happy fucking New Year, you smacktards. Errolwolf says... Well, you know what's funny, though, actually, after I read this forum, a little while later, I got a message on my cell phone. From,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
From who?
It was from Old Badger Man's Bunghole.
Oh, I see that he joined the forum as well.
What? I think he's having trouble typing.
What did he say on the phone?
Well, here, let's take a listen.
Hey, this message is for John. This is Old Badger Man's Bunghole. Yeah, man, you can get Scott in on this too, man. You guys got to help me out. I don't know what to do. Being Old Badger Man's Bunghole is really tough. I thought I'd just leave you a message on your cell phone. You got to help me out, man. He's sleeping right now. And I used one of his hemorrhoids. I stretched it out to a tentacle, and I grabbed the cell phone off the nightstand there, and I dialed you up, and I was able to evolve one of his hemorrhoids into an eyeball so I can see around. But, man, you got to help me out because he keeps shoving a giant cock in me, and it's really screwing me up. Listen to my voice, man. I used to have a nice, high voice. Now I sound like an old man. I have stretch marks, and it's just disgusting. How would you look if you got hot yogurt squirted down your mouth all the time? Excuse me. I guess. Hold on. He's going to scratch me. Oh, God. His fingers smell like shit. What an asshole. Well, technically, I'm an asshole, too, I guess. But whatever. You guys got to help me out, man. This guy, you never see Old Badger Man with a chick. Don't you wonder about that? It's because he's always shoving a big cock into me. I'm Old Badger Man's Bunghole, and I'm tired of it, man. I mean, I you guys got to do something. I'll call you back. I got to go. He's getting up. I'm up.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That was out of sight.
He needs an. He wants us to step in and intervene.
I don't. What do we have? An intervention with old Benjamin?
Well, how do we? What? How do we approach him?
I don't know.
Yeah, your ass called, and he says, "Stop sticking cocks in it."
Well, if he's a listener, he's going to hear that.
Okay.
And then what's going to happen to old Badger Man's bunghole?
Right. Is he going to torture it or spank him?
I don't know. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have played that on the air.
That's some cutting edge. That's amazing how he can use the hemorrhoid.
And then
even know what your phone number is.
Hey, you know, maybe old Badger Man had it on speed dial.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm his next victim.
That was fan-fucking-tastic.
So I don't know. I hope we hear back from him again. I think we will.
Me too, man. I mean, that's... I'm still reeling from that, John. That was out of sight.
Oh, I wrote a song for Pauly B and Tony Hearn.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, you know when he does that...
Yeah.
Fuck you, I can do it.
And it'd say, fuck face.
Right.
You know, and they make fun of us.
Uh-huh.
So I made a song for him. Ready?
Sure.
Here it is.
Fuck face. Fuck face.
Fuck face.
How you like that?
I am speechless. You are starting out 2006 on a fine note. Producer, engineer, co-host John of John and Scott Total Talk Nonsense.
Here's a solo.
Well, dude, man, if podcasting has producer of the year awards and shit like that, you're starting the year out strong, my man. And then when we get to plan the clips from the Christmas party we had, oh my God. The production and engineering work you did in that remote.
Thank you.
You've been busy. Wow.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wish I did. I'm so goddamn impressed.
Shut up.
I am.
I'm just saying that.
I'm not.
I know how you are. You butter me up and then tear me down.
Mm.
You butter my ass up and then...
Fuck. Well, I wish I knew how to quit you, John.
Fuck.
Well, John, we ended December 7th overall in comedy on Podcast Alley. We did get a lot of new comments. Arrow Wolf checking in. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. The first comment we got is from Tony. Happy New Year. All the best for 2006, fellas. Hopefully see you real soon. Don't forget I like women. Okay, so that's Tony Hearn from Punky, our favorite podcast.
All right. Hey.
So he was the first one to comment.
Fuck you in the new year for us.
But if I can digress here, I like women, and we keep hearing this over and over. But let me just back up into the forum, if I may. top 10 doables since have been posted.
Wait a minute, you said you didn't have anything from the forum.
Well, I just remembered this.
Well, what's that?
The top 10 doables have been up since November 12th. John.
Yeah.
All right. Tony Hearn still has not posted his top 10 doables. On December 13th, he said, I still haven't gotten around to doing my top 10. Hold on. I need to work on that. I still haven't gotten around to doing my top 10. Don't worry, fellas. I will be posting mine
coming soon. There's just so much choice.
You say fellas?
Fellas, did I mention that I like women? Yes, okay, good.
All right, so he comes up with this lame excuse on the 13th. Then on December 21st, a new thread started about the stockpile of musicians.
Yeah.
And the like the next day, he's posting his stockpile of musicians, which are lead guitar slash drummer Dave Grohl, rhythm guitar Tony Hearn.
If I'm creating this band, then I...
Now, get the... Get the homoerotic in this sentence.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
If I'm creating this band, then I'm going to jam with them.
Nice. Bass, flea, vocals, Brody Dolly. Dahl from the Distillers. And again,
I like women.
And then on December 22nd. People are giving him pushback. Hey, man, where's your where's your top 10 doables, cocksucker?
And cocksucker?
He says this.
Can I change my catchphrase to I like fucking women in the ass?
So he's changing his catchphrase. He still doesn't have the top 10 doables. He wants to be in the band. He's going to jam them too.
Hard fucking?
This guy's got gay written all over him.
Two of them up your ass.
He should just come out of the closet right now, don't you think, John?
Yeah.
Still no top 10 doables.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
So, I don't have any top 10 doables either.
Yeah, but you didn't post on...
I'll do them next week.
December 13th and said that you were going to get around to it. I'll get around to it eventually.
Why, that's what you say at practice.
And I show prepared. I show up prepared.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, and then you do that scratch on your forehead, which I'm not sure where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what was that? What was that chord again?
I don't know. I think it was a C.
Right.
That's
your answer all the time.
Happy New Year, Smacktards. That was from Podcast Alley. Thanks for the laugh, Jeremy the Giggler.
Yeah.
And Chris. Do you know who Jeremy the Giggler and Chris are?
Yeah.
Okay. They got a really long one.
Told them about it at a party, the Christmas party I was at, and he's been listening ever since.
Nice. We got this really long one from Arrow Wolf. I don't want to read it, but
why?
It's long.
Touching. It's heartfelt.
It is. I'm going to tear up if I start reading it. Fuck face. It was really nice, though, Arrow Wolf.
Motherfucking you and fuck you.
Keep it up. Keep up the good work. And we got a new listener. Found Punky, then found us. Love the show. Keep them coming. Professor Tom from KinkySexRadio.com. And we've been kind of foruming KinkySexRadio.com and Professor Tom. And he wants to come in and be a guest on our show. And I said, that would be cool. We can come and be a guest on your show.
Slow
and
down. I'm going to spurt.
That's when I mentioned I was going to bring my mics. You know, those three guys. But we could probably leave those three guys at home. And just bring extra mics. You know what I'm saying, John? So we'll try to work that out with
him.
Well,
I was going to bring a mic, but you were going to bring your mics.
Have you listened to...
your fellas.
Kinky Sex Radio?
Yes, I did.
I've only had an opportunity to listen to one episode, but... and I'm really not into the kinky stuff, John. I'm all about missionary, rear entry, a woman on top, you know, hand job, blow job, fellatio,
really,
cunnilingus, really nothing kinky going on there. So I'm going to have to think of a kinky question that I can ask Professor Tom.
Well, ironically enough, both their podcast and Spike and Rachel's talked about anal sex.
Wow, that is ironic. Or is it coincidental?
Oh, well, coincidental, I guess, yeah. It wouldn't be irony, would it?
I don't know.
If we talk a lot about anal sex with each other.
Right, in a man love kind of way.
Right.
Because I just can't quit you, John.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
So I'll have to get a kinky sex question together
John,
for him.
I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
And I already did learn something from listening to them. I've learned what CBT means. Do you know what CBT means?
No.
Cock and ball torture, John. That's what it means.
Really?
Yeah, which I really have no interest in.
That's hot.
I'm very sensitive.
Since you've been lasered.
Yes.
And
so,
what else they do? Took a soldering iron to your vas?
Yeah, took a soldering iron to the vas. They stuck a needle in the vas.
Nice. Into the scrotum, right?
Right. Yes. So, we'll get around to getting back to Kinky Sex Radio formally, like in an email.
What is that noise coming out of you?
That was me. We'll come up with a tentative time and date. Do we want to have him be a guest on our show first, or do we want to be a guest on their show first?
I don't know.
I don't know.
All I know is, well, I wanted to talk a little bit about their podcast, but do you want to finish a thought first?
No, I don't have any other thoughts, just that we need to formalize it and schedule it and... because I'm really excited about it, John. I'm really excited about being a guest on another podcast.
Oh, yeah. Hey, cool, man. Rogers Park, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Is it as bad as Linkin Park with the parking? Because then I may not be as excited about it.
It's the city, brother.
No doubt. Maybe we could take the train
or
something.
It's the city of brotherly love.
And I wonder when he does it. When does he do his podcast?
I don't know.
Does he do it on Tuesday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m.?
That would be
difficult.
Rough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be difficult for us.
Well, in his last podcast, Professor Tom talks about the fecal matter that builds up on the end of your schwants. So use protection. And,
wait a minute. I don't have fecal matter building up at the end of my schwants.
During anal sex.
Oh, during. See, that's the key component.
Yeah.
During anal sex. Okay.
So it gets messy and deal with it. And then.
How do you deal with it?
You just, you know, whatever, it's on there. Lick it off or whatever. And an enema is a no-no. Don't do the enema.
Before, after?
Before, to try and clean it out, because it removes, you know, certain bacteria.
Right.
That you need to have. But you got to listen to their podcast.
Why do you need to have bacteria on your cock?
In your ass, you knucklehead. You don't enema your dick.
So when should you use an enema?
Before.
Before what?
Anal invasion.
You should use it before? You just told me not to use it before.
You shouldn't.
Right.
But if people do use it, they use it before, but they should not, according to Professor Tom. Hey, I'm not the professor here, man. I don't know. Listen to their podcast. It's called
I'm sure
Kinky
I can come up with a lot more questions then.
Com.
I'm sure he'll answer them, not like you.
And Rachel says she never had anal sex, but Spike loves it.
Getting it or
no? Giving it.
Oh damn! I thought I had a chance with him.
Well, he analyzes the circumference of a turn.
He analyzes
of a turd compared to that.
Yeah, but he's
shut up, man! I'm trying to talk.
He's comparing his turds with what a woman's. Who knows what a woman's turds would be? How big they
well,
are?
Well, right. Comparing that
they could be like spaghetti.
Well, Spike analyzes the circumference of a turd as compared to that of a penis. He also reminisces about a friend who left a log in the toilet the size of a Foster's oil can.
Wait a minute. When? What podcast was this?
The last one.
The last one was with, it was a video cast.
No, they just posted a new one.
Oh, I haven't checked that out yet.
MC what? Chris?
MC Chris.
That's a good one, too. The video cast.
Right. So
pretty
I'll
funny.
Have to check out their new one. I haven't heard it yet.
But then I was directed to another one looking at Podcast Alley on the homepage, and they were, you know, they have the forum there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one out there called Point of Inquiry. And you'd like this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's Center for Inquiry radio show and podcast. It's www.pointofinquiry.org. And they kind of cover three areas: pseudoscience and the paranormal, Bigfoot, UFOs, psychics, communication with the dead, cryptozoology, etc. alternative medicine, faith healing, homeopathy.
That was a Freudian slip. That's what they call a Freudian slip.
Belief in healing, touch, the efficacy of prayer, religion and secularism, church, state separation, the effects of proper role of religion in society, the future of secularism and non-belief, and so on. But what I liked was the December 31st show featured Susan Jacoby, who is the author of Free Thinkers, A History of American Secularism. It's now in its 10th hardcover printing, Scott.
And hardcover. Can you say that again? But slower.
Hardcover. Thank you. Cock push-ups. Yeah, so that's actually a good book. It's Free Thinkers was hailed in the New York Times as an ardent and insightful work that seeks to rescue a proud tradition from the indifference of posterity.
You've read it?
I've read some of it, yeah. I haven't finished it. It's pretty way over my head, man. But they talk about the beginning of you know, our forefathers, how it all started out, and abolition of slavery and all that stuff. And there's a brief history of Lincoln in there, and there's a history of our main man, Jefferson, Thomas
nice.
J.
The J-Man.
And it's a good book, man. It talks about basically nobody saying that there's no God and government and all that stuff. What they're saying is no religion should be a national religion to decide how the Constitution should be written.
Nice.
And stuff like that. So it's a really good book.
Well, now that we're in John and Scott's book club, I have a book recommendation that I got for Christmas. And it's fabulous, and I can't really remember the title, but I remember the author. I think the title is The History of Almost Everything, and it's by Bill Bryson. And I am completely hooked on this book. I love it. Love it. Just love it.
Nice.
Almost halfway through it, and I got it on Christmas.
I noticed my ear was bleeding this morning.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I have an ear infection or if it's because yesterday I stuck a screwdriver in it. I must have poked something.
Huh. Why'd you stick a screwdriver in it?
It was itching, so I stuck like a Phillips screwdriver in there.
Oh.
And I
yeah, I usually use my pinky.
That's probably not good.
No.
Well, the doctor said never stick anything smaller than your elbow. So yeah, I stuck this screwdriver in. I heard something like pop.
All right, well, let me just finish out comments. Tis the season. May Phil McCracken Whitcomb bless us all with another newscast. Thanks for the laughs, Charlie Rowe. Top 10 movies, classic. You had some good shit on there, Scott. that was by Thomas CF. Still the best podcast. You guys are still the best, and it's only getting better. Kep up the good work.
Kep up.
MDK Tau 187. No doubt. So, yeah, forum. We mentioned kinky sex. One other thing. John, bandwidth. We finished out December, and I checked on our overall bandwidth for December, and it was exactly the same as November. And I got all depressed. I'm like, what the? We didn't get one new fan in the month of December? And then I went back and checked the records, John. You know what I found?
What?
That we're kind of sloughed off in December.
We did.
Yes, in November. Guess how many podcasts we did in November, John?
How many?
Seven.
Wow.
Seven podcasts.
Seven.
I don't even know how that's possible. There's only 4 weeks. We do it once a week. How do we get seven? Did Rick miss a couple of practices or something?
Yeah.
Or maybe the weeks lined up just right, so we started on the first and ended on the towards the end of the month. I don't know.
Yeah.
But seven podcasts in November. Guess how many podcasts we did in December, John?
Two?
Three.
Three.
Three. So after I looked at that, I was like, oh, okay, now I understand why we got about the same bandwidth.
Bandwidth's equal.
The bandwidth is equal.
Less than half the podcasts.
Right. So it's kind of good news and bad news, you know, because we got to renegotiate. And I looked into that again, and I got some pricing on that, and we should be fine. We should be okay.
Yeah.
Because, John, we do have two websites.
I know.
And if we want, we can just open another one.
Yeah,
we can come up with a crazy idea And
for another website.
For another website, and we can store all our...
Wouldn't it be cheaper to just add to the one you have?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's... We got that going on, man.
Got that going for us.
No doubt.
No
we got
t-shirts.
That going for us. So, do you have any other forum or... Oh, I got some emails. Oh, there's one email I have to mention. This totally pissed me off, John. John, we had a contest.
Yeah.
It was the No Child Left Behind contest, and right. We asked a very difficult question.
Yes.
And we needed three parts to our answer. And Mark from Malta came through, and he answered it. So did TTN number one fan. Mark from Chicago, Mtoma, attempted to answer it. He did not get it correct, but I'm going to get him a consolation prize. But here's what I did. I sent out Apple gift certificates to TTN number one fan and Mark from Malta, right?
Yeah.
So that they can go on iTunes and pick out some tunes or whatever
oh,
they
yeah.
want.
That's a good idea.
Isn't that a great
That's
idea?
That's a great idea.
Great idea. So I get an email from Mark from Malta. Guys, hey, thanks so much for the prize. I couldn't believe it. I'm really chuffed. There's that word again, chuffed. No doubt. Keep up the great shows, and I am really looking forward to TTN 2006. And that's right now, John, TTN 2006. So then I'm thinking, great. We took care of Mark.
Don't fucking bullshit me.
And that's great. And then, like a couple of days later,
yeah.
Scott, hey, if you see the attached, you'll see what's happened. I wrote to Apple about the gift certificate, basically giving them a bullocking for being so crap with the fact that you can't redeem a certificate if you are not signed up for the iTunes store in the country of issue.
Oh, is you that, gotta be kidding how, me.
What's the problem? Is it taxes? What's going on?
Oh my God, that's stupid.
Isn't that stupid? So I sent to Malta, right? And you think you'd be able to go on Apple and get some tunes, but no. I guess the dollar here is not equivalent to whatever the dollar in Malta is. Or maybe there's some tax crap going on.
The dollar here is the equivalent to the ruble.
Or whatever. But so what they did is they refunded me my $50. And they told Mark from Malta, yeah, fuck off. So...
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine.
So Mark
There's
from Malta,
to you, Apple.
This completely pisses me off. And you know, I was going to give Mark from Chicago a consolation prize from Apple, but this pissed me off so much. I'm like, fuck Apple. I'm not giving them any more of my business. Fuck them. Which is difficult now because I have to actually think about a consolation prize for Mark from Chicago, Mtoma. So that's...
Well, don't piss off Apple too much. They'll take us off iTunes.
That's just... Fuck Apple. We don't need to be on iTunes. You know, they list Chicken Fried Radio as one of their featured podcasts.
Dickhead.
I mean, so how fucked up is
what?
That?
Yeah, that's true.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Chicken Fried Radio. It's the worst goddamn thing I've ever heard.
Fucking bullshit.
Oh, and then Mark from Malta also did send an email, and he said... It was a side of salmon, most definitely, Mark from Malta. And what he's referring to there is, John, is when we did our Christmas movies, and one of my Christmas movies was the fabulous movie with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd called Trading Places.
Right.
We had a bet, and I bet it was salmon, and you said it was something else. And
Salmon?
Salmon, yes.
Salmon.
Yes.
Do like, people say salmon?
Yes, they say salmon. Like Salmon Rushdie. Okay.
You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about.
And then just one other email, John, and this is pretty exciting.
Oh, I owe you for that still, don't I?
Yeah, you do. This is pretty exciting.
I'll get you next week.
I've heard that before from me. All right, so this is really exciting, John. We got this other email. This is from Marie Idema, okay? My name is Marie Idema, and I am the wife of the former president of Togo that just died a few months ago. My husband had three of us as wives, but I was his favorite. Since his death, I've been persecuted by the other wives because I was very close to my husband when he was alive.
You need to pray for the good Lord.
Before the death of my husband, he entrusted me and my children the sum of $21 million, John.
Wow.
because he knew he would not have access to the family wealth because of the problem with the other wives and their children. Now, his son, by the eldest wife, has now assumed office as the president of Togo, which has endangered my life and that of my children. And basically, John, she's asking us. She's asking TTN, Total Talk Nonsense, for help. And I think we should help her out. And we might be able to get a cut of that $21 million. What do you think of that?
Shut up. It's a lie.
That's not a lie. I checked that out on Wikipedia. And the husband did die in Togo. Like in February.
Yeah.
And she must be a listener, right?
Come on.
I have been able to leave the shores of Togo and now I am in Ghana, a neighboring country with my remaining son because I sent my first son to Europe a few months ago because of this crisis. Before leaving my country, I was able to move out the money, $21 million, John, that my husband gave us before his death. The funds have been deposited in a secure establishment. Please, I need your help in investing this money in a good business. And I think she's saying TTN Total Talk Nonsense would be a good business. I think she's media savvy, John.
Nice.
I would want you to help us because I know you are capable. I and my son are willing to leave Africa because it is not safe for us as a result of the enemies we have within the outside the family.
Please. How is Togo spelled?
T-O-G-O. Look it up in Wikipedia, man. I looked it up.
Look it up, man.
And they killed the husband. They killed the husband.
They?
Whoever. They came in the, what do they call that? A coup? A coup?
Yeah.
Yeah. My son in Europe has access to this email, too. He will be very happy to know you have considered helping us. God bless you as we look forward to your response. Oh, by the way, we are listeners of TTN Total
yeah,
Talk Nonsense.
Yeah, that doesn't say that.
Yeah, so $21 million, John. How about that? That's hot. Did you find it in Wikipedia yet? Togo, man.
Here we go. Advanced free frauds and email scams.
Oh. You weren't supposed to look that up.
Oh.
You were supposed to look up Togo. Man.
Sorry.
You ruined it.
I just
it's theater
it?
Of the mind.
Well, you didn't clear
God damn it,
with it. Me first. You didn't, say, you didn't tell me about it
Holy
first.
Holy shit.
Well, why didn't you tell me? You said, are you looking it up? It's real.
Right.
So the first
Togo.
Thing I'm looking is a
Look
scam.
At Togo.
I did.
Wikipedia, the president got killed in February.
It says, good day, sir. Firstly,
February.
This is February. Right.
Right. February.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, let's
Maybe
get to more
really
theater tour. Of the mind, John. How are we doing on time?
It's 37. We should wrap it up.
All right. We're going to wrap it up. And then when we come back in part two, we're going to play some clips from our Christmas party. And the reason that we didn't post the entire Christmas party is we were so goddamn hammered that it was just a mess. It was like 2 hours and 30 minutes of mess.
Right, right.
So out of that 2 hours and 30 minutes, I managed to pull maybe 10 minutes of a couple of clips that we can play for our fans.
By the way, don't forget to vote for us. It's a new month on Podcast Alley.
It's not only that, John. It's a new year.
It's a new year.
It,
That's
it,
right.
And do we have any goals this year as
well,
far as Podcast Alley
that.
And... well, we have 3 minutes left.
Yeah, we could talk about that.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Any wrap-up stuff before we end part one, John?
No.
None.
None
whatsoever.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, you got to click over to the next podcast if you want to hear what.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey,
like
and we're keeping it under 40 for Paulie
right.
B.
If you just shut up.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right.
We're out.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.